It actually made me wonder, like, why am I still coming to retreat?
Yeah, for no reason. And that's the best reason for coming to a retreat. You come for no reason. You know, there's that story. Somebody reminded me of it in the lunch queue the other day. The monk who was traveling from monastery to monastery, and he comes to one monastery, and one of the resident monks says to him, "Oh, I presume you've come to hear the teacher's marvelous teaching." And then the monk says, no, I haven't." The resident monk says, "Oh, I suppose you've come to sit in the teacher's presence." And the monk says, no, I haven't." And then the resident monk says, "Why have you come?" And in the traditional story, the monk answers, "I've come to see how the teacher ties his shoelaces." But there's a higher reason. In my version of the story, the resident monk says, "Oh, I suppose you've come to see how the teacher ties his shoelaces." And he said, "No, I haven't come for that reason." So the resident monk says, "Well, why have you come then?" And he says, "For no reason." That's the highest reason. You don't come for a reason. You just come to be in this beautiful community of friends, and to... It's the best reason for doing anything is for no reason.